Welcome to JSA TV and JSA Podcast, the newsroom for telecom and data center professionals. I'm Dean Perrine, coming to you from ITW 2021. And joining me today is my old friend, Mr. Mike Persico. Mike is the CEO and founder of Innova Financial Networks. Mike, it is always a pleasure to have you on JSA TV. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for having me, Dean. How are you?
I'm doing great. Even if we can't see one another, even if we're really only about, 25 miles away from one another, right. We can't really see one another as much as we used to. It is always great to see you, even virtually. But Mike, let's get right into it. 2021 has been a pretty darn good year for you guys so far. But for our viewers that don't already know, why don't you tell them a little bit about Innova?
Yeah, so, you know, the elevator pitch is we're a carrier. Right. But it goes so much further than that. You know, we're a wireless carrier, similar to AT&T or Verizon, except we build networks not for someone to use on their cell phone, but we build networks to connect financial liquidity centers. So we connect NASDAQ to NYSE. We connect CME to the Japanese stock exchange. And so we build some of the fastest, most reliable wireless networks to connect exchanges.
Got it. And great segue for me, actually, because earlier this summer, I understand you launched a 10 gigabit wireless service in Secaucus in the New Jersey Triangle. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that new service?
Sure. It's interesting because when people think about the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ, the big board at NASDAQ, those are in their corporate offices in Manhattan, but where the trading occurs, that's in New Jersey. And there's this 70-kilometer triangle where three of the largest U.S. equity exchanges are located. It's called the Equity Triangle. It's a very clever naming convention. But so it's important for prices to be disseminated between these equity exchanges. You can look for inefficiencies, and it keeps the market really tight in regards to spread and helps with liquidity. So two of the large exchanges, one is located in Secaucus, one is located in Carteret. So you have the BATS exchange and you have NASDAQ exchange. We built a 10 gig network there. Now, why is that interesting? It's interesting because from a wireless perspective, this is the most bandwidth that's ever been put into service in the history of network deployment, wireless network deployment. What does more bandwidth give? It lets us send a wider set of symbols, and it lets us account for what I would call a fast market. And so basically, we're getting closer to what fiber can do over a wireless network.
I love it. And apparently other people do too, because there's a lot of recognition that you guys are getting. Specifically, congratulations are in order for you and for your company. You're a winner of Trading Tech Insight Awards for Best Low Latency Data Feed Direct. And that, I believe that is in a large part because of your zero gap solution. So congratulations on that. But why don't you tell our viewers a little bit about what that zero gap solution is?
That award is a real mouthful. You know,
it really is.
A good 15 seconds to get through all the descriptors. But right, zero gap was a product that was predicated on the 10 gig network. And as I mentioned, you know, you have this capacity which offsets fast markets. When you have fast markets, you get more data. When you get more data, it really, we're talking about microsecond level. Microbursts is what they're called. Microbursts are where traditional wireless networks have fallen over. And when you get too much data onto a limited capacity line, the line says, I don't know what to do with this. I'm going to throw it all away. And so that's what's called a gap. And when people get gaps in their feeds, in their price feeds, they miss where the market is at. And so that can be mistrading opportunities, or it could jumble their order book because they don't know where the last price or prices were. And so our network, as the name indicates, is zero gap. Because we have so much capacity to put towards these price feeds, they don't get overwhelmed in a fast market or a microburst. The other thing that we did is that, look, these are wireless networks. They can go down. And because they're point to point, it's not like if you go into a cellular area with not a lot of towers, or let's just say a tower went out, you lose half a bar. You lose a bar on your signal. When we lose a site, the entire network goes down. Or if the rain affects the site or the network, it goes down. But we built in something called self-healing, which is there's a fiber backup. And if you miss one packet of information, 64 bytes, you miss as little as that, we pause the wireless feed, we backfill it with fiber, and voila, your data is there. Albeit a little slower, but you still have it. Your order book doesn't get jumbled. You know where the market's at. So the confluence of those two things together means you have zero gaps.
Well, well done. And obviously, like I said, much of the industry is taking note of that. But let's think ahead. Let's look 6 months, 12 months, 2 years ahead. What can we expect to see out of Inova?
So the platform that we use for Zero Gap is our LTS. It's a laser transport system, and which is a better term. It's a more accessible term than FSO, which is free space optics, right? Anytime you can put laser in something, it, evokes, Austin Powers, right? And people identify with it. And so there's a little bit of marketing cheekiness there, but I think it describes what it does more aptly. But the point is that's a platform that's proprietary to us. And so we want to continue to develop on that platform. There's already plans and testing in place to put 25 gigabit per second on these lines. And so now you can get multiple 10 gig services. You could give private users full 1 gigs between these equity triangle locations. And so, we see the evolution of this platform to almost be limitless. 25 gig is the first step. Then we would want to move to 50. Then we would want to go to 100. I mean, that's fiber-like capacity. And so that's always been the goal, is to replicate as much of fiber connectivity with the latency benefit of wireless that you can. So how can you make it more available? How can you make it have more capacity? And that's what we're working towards. And it's we've got an R&D facility out in California, and those guys are on this 24/7, and so it's an exciting place to be, because we're constantly pushing the envelope. We're constantly on the bleeding edge of bringing these products into production, and it makes the job really rewarding.
Outstanding. Mike, it is always a pleasure seeing you. It sounds like you've got a lot of things that you're working on as you kind of push your platform forward. So let's do this again in like 6 months or so. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Outstanding. So thanks again, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Dean.
You got it. And thank you, viewers, for tuning in to JSA TV and JSA Podcasts. Happy networking.